Now, actually, here's a this is a message I want to play you. It's part of a video posted by Darren, who's from Black Velvet Coffee Roasters. In fact, I've heard from his partner in the past where, in fact, she rang one day early on, desperation, in tears. They're struggling. Their business is struggling. But Darren just sat in front of a camera and talked for probably about 4.5 minutes about how he felt about it, what he felt, where they were going, what the impact was on on their life, having been closed since March. Let's play the end of it because I think he nails it. Here's Darren from Black Velvet Coffee.
Given the opportunity to go back to all those little annoying things that happen of a daytime, I'll take a bacteria-riddled office any day. I will. I want to sit on a packed train. I want to watch three packed trains go past that I can't even get on. I want to go to a restaurant and be turned away because it's too full. Sit in traffic and listen to my radio and curse Melbourne's traffic. I want to talk to people on a Monday morning about what happened in the footy on the weekend. I want to shake someone's hand. Having lunch and listening to music, live music in the middle of the street. I want to go out for dinner with my wife. I want to catch a cold. That's what I want to do. People can sit and they can weigh up the cost of, the rent or the leasing costs on a office floor in the city. For me and my family, the emotional cost has been far more expensive. And you can have your Zoom meetings and you can sit there in your UGG boots and you can, get up and go days without shaving and changing your clothes and all the rest of it. And I'm sure your garden looks beautiful. But given the opportunity, I'm going back to work. And I'm going to do all those things. All those things that make this the greatest city on planet Earth. That's what I'm doing. So be kind, look after yourself, stay safe, and I'll see you in town.
See you in town. Oh, I think that Darren needs a daily podcast, an editorial spot somewhere. It's beautiful. Well put, Darren. Well said. There's a lot of Darrens out there.